Jackie Daydream by Jacqueline Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Birth. I was more than a fortnight late for my own birth. I was due at the beginning of December and I didn't arrive until the 17th. I don't know why. It isn't at all like me. I'm always very speedy and I can't stand being late for anything. My mum did her level best to get me going. She drank castor oil and skipped vigorously every morning. She's a small woman, 5 foot at most in her high heels. She was nearly as wide as she was long by this time. She must have looked like a beach ball. It's a wonder they didn't try to bounce the baby out. When I eventually got started, I still took 48 hours to arrive. In fact, they had to pull me out with forceps. They look like a medieval instrument of torture. It can't have been much fun for my mother or me. The edge of the forceps caught my mouth. When I was finally yanked out into the harsh white light of the delivery room in the hospital, my mouth was lopsided and partially paralysed. They didn't bother about mothers and babies bonding in those days. They didn't give us time to have a cuddle or even take a good look at each other. I was bundled up tightly in a blanket and taken off to the nursery. I stayed there for 4 days without a glimpse of my mother. The nurses came and changed my nappy and gave me a bath and tried to feed me with a bottle, though it hurt my sore.